This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
There was a company this week who said they make, you know, things like gravy and custards and all that kind of stuff. And they were saying that the increase in people reaching for comfort food during the pandemic has been breathtaking. Exceptional demand. They've got a million new customers or whatever. And it's all that kind of, you know, the year turning, the day is getting cold and all the rest. And we're reaching for a wee bit of comfort. So Paula McIntyre is baking something today. That's right in the middle of, definitely qualifies as comfort food, doesn't it, Paula?
It does, definitely. Hey, John.
How are you?
I'm grand, good, all good, thanks, yeah. Well, is there anything more comforting than the smell of freshly baked bread, except maybe that of when you combine that with garlic? I just love that, you know, that sort of garlic when it's roasting, you know, and you and it kind of the sweetness, you know, when you peel garlic and your hands get all sticky.
Yes.
And I was thinking, well, if you kind of take that sugariness and roast it, so I have a wee pot that I just break up the garlic in, and then just,
what do you mean break it up?
Break it up to, you've got a clove, so a big bulb of garlic, so just break it up into cloves. You know, I normally just take the back of a knife to it just to break it down.
Uh-huh.
Take all those wee cloves off. Don't take the skin off them.
Don't peel it.
Put them in. No, don't peel it. Put it into, because that's going to protect it. Put it into a dish, a wee baking dish, a small dish, because you're going to cover this with oil. So get a deep dish, you know, a small deep dish.
So you want the oil coming up over it, so it's sitting inside.
Completely submerged. Completely submerged. And then just I will throw in a few wee sprigs of thyme or whatever's floating around, rosemary. Put a lid on it. If you don't have a lid, put it a bit of tinfoil, and into the oven really for about 20 minutes, John, about 180. But just check it, and then because it'll continue to cook a wee bit, you know, while it cools down. And then when it's cool enough, you just poke it out of the shell, their wee skins, and you get these lovely wee bits of nearly like caramelised roasted garlic. I would tend to do this a lot, and then it keeps in the fridge. So you know, if you're just making bolognese and you just want to
garlic oil,
just garlic oil, or if you have even toast, you know, you get a nice bit of, you know, bread and just spread some of that over the top of it, and it's, you know, it's beautiful. So I'm going to use that in a couple of I'm going to use garlic. First thing I've done is made like this tear and share bread.
So just before you leave the garlic thing,
yes,
that's actually called banya cauda.
No. The banya cauda is using garlic, but it's coming after.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead then.
So it's the garlic dip
and the bread. So tell us about the bread then.
So the bread, John, is just a yeast bread. So strong flour, bit of olive oil or good rapeseed oil, bit of salt and dried yeast. Bind that all with lukewarm water and then knead it. Or if you have a mixer, you know, with a dough hook, put it in that for 10 minutes and forget about it. And then cover that with cling film. And put it into, leave it in a warm place or inside, and then just let it double up in size, and then put your fist into the middle of it when it's doubled, and that's called knocking it back.
Okay.
And what I have here now in front of me is I've sort of pressed it into a triangle, or not a triangle, into a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never good at geometry.
Me neither. I was thinking, why a triangle? Where are you going to get a triangular bacon dish?
No. Right. So a rectangle. And if my maths teacher is listening, she'll just be rolling her eyes. So into a rectangle, I just press it, John. You need to roll it around, you know, just use your fingertips to sort of manipulate the dough into a rectangle. So we've got this rectangle. It's about, I'm looking at here, it's about a ruler and a half, you know, width, and then the depth of it is a ruler, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So remember we used to get slapped with a ruler, so that's it.
That kind of depth.
Remember that depth, yeah, right. So, and then the mixture, then I just brushed the two edges with a bit of egg yolk, and then I've got parsley, feta, and I like feta because feta doesn't really melt. So, you'll get a nice bit of hit of cheese from this. I mix that with parmesan, and then I've got four minced garlic cloves. Or, you know, if you've got one of those wee nice fine graters, I've started using it for garlic. Because, I mean, you know, you're not even getting your board dirty. You just
that's
go
true.
Get it into.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty good. Mix, I put that all over the surface except for the two wee edges and roll it up like a Swiss roll. And then after you've rolled it up like a Swiss roll, cut it into about 10 different discs.
So you get the wee roundies,
yes,
when you turn it round and you think,
right,
okay.
And then put them onto an oil baking tray about 2 centimetres apart. This is all maths today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
About 2 centimetres apart, and then leave it about half an hour. And I can't remember where I was working, but a trick that I learned there was put it inside a plastic bag when you're doing that wee prove. It just, you know, it helps
to
the bread
it.
To, yeah, exactly. So take the bag off them and put it into an oven. I brushed it with a wee bit of egg yolk. There's a wee bit of egg yolk left over. You don't have to do that. And then just bake that, John, and that takes about half an hour. And then, you know, put it onto a board, and that's it. I mean, that's your starter, isn't it?
So that's your nice cheesy parsley, kind of herby cheesy
salami,
bread.
Couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing it with banya cowda, and banya cowda is one of those things that I think it's Northern Italy. Anytime I've had it, it's always been in the north. But it's really, I've got four of those wee cloves of roasted garlic. And then, you know, the oil that come out of it. So don't throw away the oil, obviously. Normally, it helps to preserve it too. So if you put it into a wee jam jar, pour, you know, after you've taken the skin off it, put it into a jam jar, pour the oil over it, and it really helps keep it. But I'm going to use some of the oil here. So I've got 50 mils of the oil, four of the garlic, and then 100 grams of melted butter. And some balsamic, and then some Dijon mustard, and a couple of anchovies. If you don't like anchovies, put them, just leave them out. But the anchovy doesn't taste fit. I think people think, oh, anchovies are going to taste really fishy.
Well, funny you say that, because someone contacted me on Twitter last night and said, oh, I'll see the recipe for the banya cowda. My wife's Italian, and she would say you put anchovies in it. And anchovies,
yes,
is one of those things. Somebody once said to me not that long ago, when you're getting I love enough pepperoni pizza, few wee,
yes,
chilies and stuff. If you're getting a pepperoni pizza, get anchovies on it, because it doesn't,
yes,
taste of fish, but
no,
it just sharpens the taste of everything else.
It's just it's umami. It's that salty umami flavour. You know, like in France, they would season a leg of lamb with anchovies. So if they just, you know, slice the leg of lamb and poke in wee bits of anchovy, rosemary and garlic, and then roast it, and it kind of seasons it from the inside. It's beautiful. But so that's it, John. And then just whiz that all together with a wee hand blender. The Dijon mustard will bring it together. And then just spoon that over your warm bread. And that's it. You're sorted.
I mean, the thing about comfort food is, it's only a comfort if you're eating it. It's not a comfort when you're listening to your friend making it. And
no,
you can't eat any of it. So, but for anybody who's
got
at home,
it ahead of us.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm getting thoroughly fed up if it's any consolation.
Absolutely delicious.
And the only thing that's comforting me is the smell of garlic in this kitchen, John. But anyway, that's...
I can smell it from here.
Yeah.
If you want to contact us here, 030 80 55 55, and we'll send you out a recipe sheet. Or could the Cooking with Paula podcast will be available in the afternoon. You just download it from BBC Sounds and subscribe to it. Dead, dead, dead easy. And it's also on the John Tolso episode page as well. Paula, listen, you enjoy your tear and share bread.
I will,
banya cowda.
With myself.
And,
the tear and share with myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to you soon. Thanks very
much.
All right,
take care. Thanks, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.